Daniel chapter 4. Now, this is about Nebuchadnezzar, the great king of Babylon, repenting. And it's really unusual that someone who was so proud, had so much power, would actually repent and accept the ways of God. Really unusual. It just shows that you can never write anybody off. You can never say, oh, he's not interested, she's not interested. There's a hole in every human heart that only the ways of the true God can really fill. And in their conscience, people know this, that actually the message of Jesus and the kingdom is the truth. So Nebuchadnezzar the king, to all the peoples, nations, and languages who dwell in all the earth, he means in all his empire, peace to you. It has seemed good to me to show the signs and wonders that the Most High God has worked toward me. How great are his signs, how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. His dominion is from generation to generation. Well, that was hard for a king of an empire to say, because they like to think that their empire was going to last forever. And yet, the truth is that everyone's going to die, and that kings rise and fall, and empires rise and fall. There's time and tide in all human endeavor. And it takes a lot of humility to realize that, especially when you're up the top. So when he says only God's kingdom will be everlasting, he's recognizing, yeah, my kingdom won't be. So he says, O Nebuchadnezzar was at rest in my house, flourishing in my palace, like everything was going well, and I saw a dream which made me afraid. I made a decree to bring in all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they might explain to me the interpretation of the dream. Then came in all the magicians, Chaldeans, and I told the dream before them, but they did not explain to me its interpretation. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods, and I told the dream before him. Well, when he had the first dream in Daniel chapter 2, and he forgot the dream, and he was going to kill all these magicians, then God gave Daniel the explanation, and he told him the dream and gave him the interpretation. So you think, well, why doesn't he go straight to Daniel? Well, he doesn't go straight to Daniel. He goes to these magicians, and he ought to have learnt the lesson that all these magicians were really not able to tell him the truth. And it was only in God and in God's prophet Daniel that he could find the truth. So we also are taught things in our lives and we don't learn the lesson, and then the lesson has to be repeated. But of course the point is we should learn straight away. So, he says to Daniel, Belteshazzar, master of the magicians, because I know that the spirit of the holy gods is in you and no secret troubles you, tell me the visions of my dream that I've seen and its interpretation. Thus were the visions of my head on my bed. I saw, and behold, a tree in the midst of the earth, and its height was great. The tree grew and was strong, and its height reached to the sky, and its sight to the end of all the earth. The leaves of it were beautiful, and its fruit much, and in it was food for all the animals of the field. And the birds of the sky lived in its branches, and all flesh was fed from it. Well, he said at the beginning that I, Nebuchadnezzar, was flourishing in my palace. So this tree is him. I saw in the visions of my head and my bed, and behold, a watcher and a holy one came down from heaven. He cried aloud and said thus, cut down the tree, cut off its branches, shake off its leaves, scatter its fruit, let the animals get away from under it and the birds from its branches. Nevertheless, leave the stump of its roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, and the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with the dew of the sky, and let his portion be with the animals in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let an animal's heart be given to him, and let seven times pass over him. So the idea is that this great flourishing king was going to be cut down, and he was going to become like an animal and lose all his glory. The sentence is by the decree of the watchers, and the judgment decision by the word of the holy ones. So these are the angels that God, through the angels, have decided this man is to be brought down. to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will, and sets up over it the most abased of men. So the idea is that God puts in control who he wants. And yet people think, oh no, it's all about politics, it's all about voting, it's all about taking power by force. But Nebuchadnezzar was being taught that in the end, people are put in power by God. And in this case, he was going to abase, he was going to bring down Nebuchadnezzar so that then he would be fit to be a ruler. And that's how we will be in the kingdom, because we will be king priests to reign on the earth. And yet, Peter says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he might exalt you in due time. So God is trying to bring us down so that he might lift us up. And you've got to be brought down first. And that's why all of us have some sort of weaknesses in our lives. And it may even be for our own sins that we're brought down, that we might be lifted up. This dream I, King Nebuchadnezzar, have seen, and you, Belteshazzar, that's Daniel, declare the interpretation, because all the wise men of my kingdom aren't able to make known to me the interpretation, but you are able, for the spirit of the holy gods is in you. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was stricken mute for a while, and his thoughts troubled him. The king answered, Belteshazzar, don't let the dream or the interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered, my lord, the dream is to the side of those who hate you, and its interpretation to your adversaries. So Daniel knew he was going to have to tell the king, well, king, you are going to be cut down and brought right down. And he knew this king could just cut his head off for saying something that slightly displeased him. That's how crazy these kings were. They had so much power. You upset me, didn't talk to me the right way. Well, off with your head. And there are times for us too when we know God's word and we know God's truth and we need to speak it. But like Daniel, we think, oh, I can't say this, they're going to think that about me, or they might do this to me, or that to me. And yet, in those moments, you think about Daniel. And so he does. He speaks forth. He says, the tree that you saw, which grew and was strong, whose height reached to the sky and its view to all the earth, it is you, O king, that has grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reaches to the sky, and your dominion to the end of the earth. Whereas the king saw a watcher and a holy one coming down from heaven and saying, cut down the tree and destroy it, nevertheless leave the stump of its roots in the earth with a band of iron and brass on them, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of the sky, let his portion be with the animals of the field until seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation, O king, and it is the decree of the Most High, that you shall be driven from men, and your dwelling shall be with the animals of the field, and you shall be made to eat grass as oxen. You shall be wet with the dew of the sky, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will. For as they commanded to leave the stump of the roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be sure to you after that you shall have known that the heavens do rule, that God rules. Therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you, and break off your sins by righteousness and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. So I think this is the nature of Bible prophecy. God is saying this is going to happen. But if you repent, it need not happen. It's like God said to Nineveh, in 40 days Nineveh will be destroyed. But they repented, and so it didn't happen. So this great humiliation need not have come on Nebuchadnezzar. And it's the same with all of us. If we repent and humble ourselves, then we will not need the tough things that come on people to force people down, to force us to be humble. Be humble anyway. Recognize that God rules. And that's what it means to be really in the kingdom of God, because the kingdom is the dominion of the king. And if we are humble, then we will be part of his kingship. But it seems that Nebuchadnezzar didn't do this. He didn't stop sinning, and he didn't show mercy to the poor. And so all this came on the king Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of 12 months, he was walking in the royal palace of Babylon. Well, so he had 12 months, he had a year to repent, and he didn't. So Jesus says, and he's talking about one of the churches in Revelation, I gave you space to repent, and you didn't. So I think this happens in life, that God gives people a period of time to repent, but they don't. So after these 12 months, the king spoke and said, as he walked in the palace, is not this great Babylon which I have built for the royal dwelling place by the might of my power and for the glory of my majesty? This is what God hates, pride. Is not this great Babylon that I have built? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and you shall be driven from men, and your dwelling shall be with the animals of the field. You shall be made to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will. Well, when he had the first dream of the empires and the big image, well, he did sort of accept that. But you see, now he doesn't. So man comes down very small before God sometimes. And yes, yes, we understand that, yes, God is king and I'm just a small little person. May your will be done, not mine. But then when life gets better, we forget that. And the great thing is to stay small. When God brings you down small, to stay small and not to get arrogant and lifted up. The same hour was the thing fulfilled on Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men, and ate grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of the sky, until his hair grew like eagle's feathers, and his nails like bird's claws. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever, for his dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom from generation to generation. There he was saying, oh, isn't this great Babylon that I have built, with the implication it will last forever? Now he realizes how wrong he was. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he does according to his will in the army of heaven. And you see, all the angels of God in heaven are obedient to him. It's not true that there's some righteous angels and there's wicked, sinful angels. God is in complete control in heaven and on earth. Nobody can stay his hand or ask him, what are you doing? At the same time, my understanding returned to me, and the glory of my kingdom, my majesty and brightness returned to me, and my officials and my lords sought to me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent greatness was added to me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, for all his works are truth, and his ways justice, and those who walk in pride he is able to abase. So he realizes, I was proud. And this is what people go through, but we must realize it now. I don't want to be proud. So let's just pray. Dear God, please help us to be humble. Please help us to humble ourselves under your mighty hand and to go your way. For Jesus' sake, amen.